Hello and welcome, this is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
Mm-hmm. Co-hosting. From
yes,
coast
sir.
To coast. All the way.
From coast to coast.
All the way from the Mississippi River coast.
Yeah, that's all the way.
That's where we're at. I got a question for us today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
And this is kind of an emotional one. It's something that I've been rattling around for a little while.
Yeah.
It's something I'm trying to. It's something I have to do that I'm kind of putting off.
Well, this is a safe place, Some Guy.
Well,
you can lay your cares.
I appreciate that, because there's somebody very close to me that I'm going to have to cut out of my life.
Oh.
And So how do you tell your grass it's time for a cut?
Like, yeah, because it's been a while
since
we've mowed last.
Exactly. I've been holding on to what little grass that I've had since October. And, you know, here we're in April now. I mean, it's April 1st today as we sit and record. You know, this show comes out April 2nd, and I still probably won't have cut anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to decide if it's ethical, if it's time, but I feel like I have to have a conversation with my grass before I can go through with this.
Yeah, you're having some feelings there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Some real deep feelings.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, if you don't mind me asking a question, you know, to kind of get us into your question.
Sure.
Is what do you think, like, in October, like you cut it the last time,
mm-hmm.
do you feel like you had those feelings then, or it took from October to now to develop, you know, the feelings that you have?
Well, you know, I felt bad about even cutting it in October because, you know, normally I cut for the last time in September and I say hello to this new crop, this sort of graduating class in September. But I think it rained so much and I was too busy most weekends. And so all the way to October, here I am cutting my grass in the fall, like one of the last guys in the neighborhood. And so there was something different about the beginning of this season. It came so late. And so I think it's right now that my lawn feels so young. Normally, I feel like I'm dealing with an old man at this point. But since I waited an extra month to cut it for the last time of the summer and, you know, late summer season, it's just, I'm still attached and there's still a connection.
Right. You're not ready to let go yet. You still have memories to make.
Mm-hmm.
You still have stories to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that, but I tend to not agree. I tend to. The only, you know, for me, the only reason that I let my grass grow just for a little bit longer than normal is so that, so if we're following through with this, I would like to say I enjoy giving my grass a Viking's funeral.
Okay.
And I have other neighbors that have other ways of giving their grass funerals. Typically, I will cut my grass so good and so deep that it sends it straight to Valhalla.
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing left on the battlefield.
A good warrior's death.
As far as standing blades of grass, everything is laid down so that no matter how old the grass is, I feel like, and I use my own clock to say, you know what? Time's up.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
So you sort of take the approach of an honorable death is that's what, you know, that's when it's time, is when you can provide this sort of honorable death to send them on into the next life, into the next lawn, if you will. That, you know, that great lawn where they all tell stories of dealing with lawnmowers and dogs and, and, you know, the birds that fly through and the random cats and the insects.
The diseases, the insects, the mold that can happen after a harsh winter. I mean, grass goes through a lot. A lot of people don't know that.
It does.
But grass lives a full life
but in
the short
span
of time.
I feel like these, you know, if we're going if I'm going to call them warriors, I feel like these warriors haven't really seen their last battle yet. Like, it's not time for me to cut them down. They feel like, it feels like this grass, what I have in my lawn, the grass, the weeds, the, you know, the extra rocks that have appeared out of nowhere, the sticks, the tree branches and things that have fallen throughout the fall and the winter season, all of these things are they feel like brothers to me.
Sure.
And, you know, these are the things that I talk to whenever I'm out taking my dog for a walk, you know, just around my yard to let him do his business. And, I can't tell you how many times across the seasons that I have apologized to the lawn and to my surroundings for the defecation that comes from the animal that I'm trying to take care of. And this very forgiving relationship that my grass has developed with me. And it just seeing it grow and seeing it mature, seeing the weeds take over and then sometimes die off, and seeing the moss come up and then the moss sort of, you know, disappear and go away. It feels like I have experienced so much with this particular lawn, with it being so young, that there are still a few more battles for me and the lawn to fight together.
Sure.
Before I give it that honorable death.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess for me, I have a goal in mind.
Yeah.
Like, there is an end on this battlefield, and there are blades of grass that are going to lose their lives in this.
Yeah.
I've accepted it. I go to bed at night and get good rest, knowing that not all blades of grass that maybe should have lived longer are going to make it. They're going to have an early death, but it's worth it because at the end of it all, you have a good lawn, you know? And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm coming from a harsh place because consistent listeners know I recently moved. My lawn that I moved from was very well manicured. Mm-hmm. I took care of my lawn.
I can attest to this lawn. And the lawn the lawn itself was pleased.
Yes, it seemed happy. Like it was a happy lawn. I come here and I have inherited a troubled child.
Yeah.
Okay. I think maybe I'm a little bit bitter of the lack of discipline that the previous caretakers had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not the guy to talk to on this because I'm coming from a really rough place right now.
Well,
me and my grass are in a rough place.
Your lawn shares needles with all the other areas of the lawn, which is not a healthy practice.
No,
you know,
no, no. So for me, my answer is, you know, how do you tell your grass it's time? I don't tell my grass anything. I say, pick up your bootstraps. Let's get out of here. You know, you're done. I've got better things to do than to worry about you. Maybe that's harsh. Maybe that's harsh. But what else can I do? I mean, I have neighbors. I have neighbors that, you know, I mentioned a Viking funeral earlier. Mm-hmm. They take it literally and they burn that stuff down.
I have seen
literally
that.
Literally fire to it.
I have driven past. So, I have driven past, you know, the large battlefields, you know, neighbors near me where from one end to the next, It looks like one of those farm fields that you drive past that, you know, they slow burn the whole thing with diesel fuel. Yeah. And, you know, they really gave it that Viking ending of burning the whole thing on the funeral pyre, but their lawn was the funeral pyre.
That's
and,
it.
You know, sometimes I just can't help but think that in doing that, I've betrayed my lawn.
Wow.
That I would have... As my lawn lay dying, as the grass burned, I would feel that they resented me, and that whatever spawn might grow up in its place would simply reject me or hate me for an entire season. And then I'm left dealing with, you know, grass that is friendly to moles and all sort of, you know, critters or even, you know, bugs that are spiders and stuff that are going to get into my house and whatnot because my lawn is no longer an ally, but now is a terrible enemy from the pit of Hades, which is a location that I would have sent it to the season prior.
Right.
And I'm wondering if I need to give my lawn another month of the good rains of April before I strike it down that one early time, you know, not the last time for sure. It'll be the beginning of an onslaught for an entire summer when you become desensitized to the violence of murdering your lawn every single week. And it just becomes a ongoing, never ending, seemingly battle against the blades of, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for that to start.
Well, I think this show once again clearly shows that you have good energy, good vibes that you're sending to the earth.
Yeah.
And I am a psychopath ready to chop down all grass in my path. I am not even playing. I have no remorse. I have no remorse.
Folks, I think we figured that one out.
Yes, sir.
I think we have determined for you when it is time to cut your grass and to have that final conversation for the season. Listen, folks, if you're looking for the right time, the day that you need to make the decision to hop on the mower and fight that final mighty battle with the blades underneath, this is the show for you.
This is
the episode. This is the podcast. And if your friends are asking that question, have you mowed your lawn yet? This is the show for them.
Yeah.
Please share. Share this with the public. Share this with everyone that you know. Give us a retweet. Give us a rating on iTunes that would at least point people in the right direction for that first mow of the season. But
yes,
please don't take this, in my opinion, too lightly.
No mow.
You can find the show at SumBugman on Twitter. You can find me at Chase the Rev. Where can they find you, Bugman?
You can find me on Twitter at Bugman_Bradley.
End it well.
We will meet at the gates of Valhalla.